Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Today's show, Wednesday, will be rebroadcast on Saturday. It's going to be encored. Don't forget, Steve Novotny, 5 days a week here live, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, repeats of his show 1,000 times a month on all these great radio stations. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Download that River Network app and then click River Talk. We spare no expense when it comes to top quality sound effects here, like that. All right, so a live exclusive interview here with Brian Crossman. He is representing the Christmas in the Apostropheville. The Wetzel Tyler Chamber of Commerce is holding a big deal event in downtown New Martinsville for Christmas. It's going to be this Saturday, so if you're hearing a rebroadcast of the show Saturday, you have time to go down Route 2 or go down Route 7 and cross over the bridge to get to New Martinsville, and it's going to be from noon until 3 o'clock, and it's great for kids and grandkids especially. So, Brian, let's talk about some of the different events that are going to be happening there, some of the different booths, and with the emphasis on all kid-friendly stuff, and everything is free, right? Right. Everything is free.
Yeah, all of the activities and the things at the local businesses are free, but there are a couple of other things that, you know, you can spend a little money on. There's like a craft and vendor show that they have downtown, and it's wonderful. They get a lot of really good Christmas crafts and
like
other
unique
items that.
Tell me some of the Christmas crafts, because my current wife is really into Christmas to such a degree that she does stuff throughout the house with different Christmas ornaments, Christmas doodads, and stuff like that. It's a living hell for me through the holidays. It really is. But this is the kind of stuff people who are really, really into that. Really into that. So tell me some of the specific things that they could find in New Martinsville where maybe they couldn't find anywhere else during this big deal event Saturday, noon to 3.
That much, I don't know how specific I could get for you there. I wish I couldn't be more so, but I know all the times that I have been there, anytime that I've gone through there, like you mentioned, my wife is the same way with the Christmas decorations. We can't leave without something, you know, that even if we didn't go in there looking to buy something, we've brought something home. We have a rule now, though, in the house that in order to buy any other kind of Christmas decoration, you have to determine what you're throwing out before you buy any.
Wonderful idea. Wonderful, wonderful idea. Absolutely wonderful idea. So the bookstore.
You're free to use that one as much as you want. But,
I plan to. So let's start with the bookstore. You're also an author, and so you're going to be doing a book signing along with a couple other people. Is this a children's book?
Yeah, it's actually I'm calling this my local debut of my book, Lucy's Wish, which is the second in the series from my book that debuted last year at this time called Santa in the Shed. So this will be the first opportunity anybody locally would have a chance to come in and buy a signed copy. So I'll be there with my my good author friend, Jan Jones. She's also a children's author. And she had a new book that came out a few weeks ago, and she'll be there signing that one, picture book. And then we're going to make a new author friend, C.L. Johnson, new to the area, or new to us. So she'll be having a book as well, a new one coming out. So,
for kids, all this is for kids, right?
Our two are for kids. I think hers is more geared towards adults. Again, we've only heard about each other, so we're gonna finally get to meet her here this Saturday at the bookstore. But also, where the bookstore is located, this might help some people too. That would be a good starting point to the whole thing. I mean, not just because I'm going to be there, although that's a nice little selling point. But to come down North Street, that's a really good entry point to come down toward everything in New Martinsville. If you turn by the Ace Hardware at Route 2, which is very easy to find because it's a big store, you come straight down North Street, you'll pass under our sign and you'll see where you're headed. So that's a good place to begin, because then you only have to go a little bit north to get to the most northern event, and then everything else you can head south and work your way back.
That's great. So Respex is going to be there. Cash Saver, free cookies for kids 12 and under. So are those two guys from Respex that are on the TV commercials going to be there as well?
I have no idea if they're going to be there.
They should.
There's a good possibility, because they really wanted to be involved this year, and they've been one of the sponsors as well. So, they'll be giving out cookies, and that'll be a good place to get your sugar rush started, because you're going to have plenty of other places to pick up treats along the way.
Oh, lovely. Kids are going to be bouncing off of the walls and everything else in the cars they drive home. I need more sugar. Go ahead.
One of the activities, Cheernastics, the local cheering and gymnastics team, they have an obstacle course set up. So go ahead and start burning off some of that that sugar that you have up there.
Now, is that just for kids?
As you either end your day up there, I guess, or you can begin your day by getting in a calorie deficit and go down and hit all the treats along the way.
Now, is that just for kids, this obstacle course, or for adults as well?
Well, I'm going to guess it's geared towards kids, but I've never heard of any adults going through it. But I don't know. Maybe you could talk them into letting you try it. I'm sure everything's going to be padded, because it's a gymnastics studio that they have up there, and it's rather a large area that they have, because it's a competitive cheer team that's very successful that comes out of there. So I know they have lots of room and things to bounce and jump on. So. Yeah, maybe an adult could talk them into it.
All right. What is Root Revival? What exactly is that? Do they sell root beer, or do they sell turnips, or what is Root Revival?
That's a hair salon. They will revive your roots and get you back to whatever color it is that you want. In that little section, Root Revival, there's the Sexual Assault Help Center, Neff's Auto. Those buildings are all adjoining right there, so you can hit multiple places and grab a treat there, or I think some of them have I'm trying to get back on my list and all the other, they're decorating cookies and other ones that are treats. Oh, and the American Legion and the Barista's Cafe and Pub, they are all right there in one little section of on that corner. So
okay,
you can really load up on the treats and not have to go very far.
So have you ever tasted bear, black bear?
Yes.
All right.
I have.
So tell me about the Black Bear Kitchen, and how do you prepare black bear?
Well, that is a food truck that's coming in. Now, I'm not going to say that they're actually serving bear, because I am not sure what's on their menu.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to be the guy explaining everything about the new Martinsville Christmas and the apostrophe Ville, and you don't know if the Black Bear Kitchen is going to be serving black bear? Brian, I'm disappointed in you.
Hey, well, you know, the list that I sent you, there are 50 stops along the way, and I did not memorize the menu of everybody that's on there. But
all right, what about this? What on earth is a snowman soup? What is that?
That's another one that, I'm
Brian,
trying to see who has the snowman soup.
The bank, the First Mutual Bank, they have snowman soup. I looked at that and I thought, oh, that's interesting. What is snowman soup? Does it include charred little bits
of away every, we honestly, we, you know, that's to attract people down there. So,
in other words, you have no idea what that is, and you're just trying to tap dance around this issue. Come on, fess up. You have no idea what snowman soup is.
I'm going to ask detailed list next year if I'm going to call you back about this event.
Why don't
you ask me what hot chocolate and a caramel apple bar is?
I know what that is. One of my clients is the Fat Apple in Bridgeport, for heaven's sakes. They're dropping stuff out of their helicopter and all that. So I know that stuff. But anyway, so what exactly is the, let's try this. What is the Grasshopper League? What is that?
Oh, that's the local kids basketball league.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Charlie Morris Grasshopper League. Where the name Grasshopper came from, I have no idea. I'm 58, and it's always been Grasshopper around here.
Well, bouncing, little kids.
Charlie
little
Morris.
Little kids jumping.
He was a longtime sports writer at the Wetzel Chronicle,
yeah.
And he was a big proponent of the basketball league.
Hmm. Okay.
Made sure that they had their scores and everything in the paper, so they named the league after him when he passed away many years ago. So, yeah, they will be doing hot chocolate. There's quite a few groups that are going to be doing hot chocolate along the way, so they could be anywhere along Main Street. So if you get a little chill, just walk a little further. Somebody's going to be giving you a hot chocolate.
That is great. And typically, most of the stuff is free. They're handing out virtually everything for free, which is a wonderful thing. The kids are going to be great. They'll get their sugar highs, and good for them. Willie's Wagon Rides, is that the horse, or is that something else? Hello? Uh-oh. I think I asked him a question that he couldn't answer. Jeff lost him. Brian, I'll stop asking you questions. Where are you? Where did he go? Oh, wait a minute. He might be calling back. Hold on. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Can we help you? Wait a minute. Let's try this again. Okay, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. May we help you? He's gone again. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Roadcaster. Okay, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. What the hell's going on with this state-of-the-art phone system of ours? So I asked you, I didn't mean to trip you up here about Willie's Wagon Rides. I asked you the question, you hung up on me. What's given here?
I didn't. It's that landline phone that we rarely use. I didn't lose connection, and I lost connection.
Let me guess. Is that a Comcast?
No.
No, it's something worse.
No, Optimum.
Holy cow.
It was the phone itself. It wasn't the internet.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm afraid to ask you this question. Bill Stokes, Magic Show at 1:30. Is this guy any good? Is he a really, really good magician? What happens with him?
He is the best magician in Wetzel County. I can say that unequivocally.
What? That sounds underwhelming. So what does he do? Does he saw women in half or what?
I don't know that he sawed any women in half. I think it's a lot of sleight of hand. And he's very much a showman. The whole Stokes family, they have that. You know, he was... So he's very good, you know, working a crowd, and especially with kids.
Okay. Well, tell you what, we've got more. Take a short break here, then we'll wrap this up. Maybe you could bone up on the rest of these attractions here. So when I ask you the question, you can actually give us an answer here. It's Christmas in the Apostropheville, New Martinsville. I'm dealing with this guy, Brian. Let me look his name up again. Crossman. And that'll be noon to 3 o'clock. Oh, you have no idea how difficult it is being me. You have no idea. But it's a New Martinsville, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Please go there. Stay tuned.